podcast with Amanda, Shani, and Colleen. My name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shani.
Welcome to the show, everybody. This is season 5, episode 31, episode number 211. How is it going?
Delightful.
Pretty good.
Well, delightful and pretty good is sounds good to me. I am well as well. Today is Shandy's birthday eve, and we are joined by some of our hangout level patrons. The ones that I have seen in the chat are Ro, Matt, Got Tequila, and Greg, who, spoiler alert, Greg, we did the patron bonus show before we came onto here, and I may have accidentally called you Gray the Greg.
Oh, I thought you said Gray the Gray.
Oh, did I?
I think you said,
both. Okay.
I mean, both are great and, you know, worthy of considering for a new nickname.
New moniker. You know. Yeah. So just apologies in advance. But at least as soon as I said it, I was like, that doesn't sound right.
Something is not right.
But anyway, what is today? Today is February
23rd.
All right. We're
the dawn before the day of Shandy's birthday.
Hold on. I said the wrong thing. I said it was episode 531 to 11. I was on the wrong page. It is actually 532 to 12.
Indeed it is.
Oh, okay.
But we're not going to go back and redo that. So
that's fine.
Ro in the chat. Yes, this is like hashtag.
Yes, as Ro pointed out, how can next month be March? Last month was March.
I love those memes. They're so accurate.
They really are. I have truly been feeling it. The closer we get to that anniversary, like I feel it more and more. Especially we've had so much rain. Alex's teacher got COVID I guess it was a month ago at this point. So they had to close his classroom for 2 weeks. We all, you know, did our COVID tests. It was a Friday that she exposed them, but thankfully they're all, you know, 2 and 3. So they were very fortunate, you know, low transmissibility rate, but. Mm-hmm. So we got our test on the Wednesday, as the health department stipulated, and the following Wednesday. So we had two clear tests. But between the stress of that, though, and we've literally had nonstop rain for a month, like it is starting to get to me a little bit. But we had beautiful weather today. It was one of those days that just smelled beautiful outside.
Mm. Ooh, yeah.
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 And I donated blood this afternoon, and they were like, you know, go home, rest.
Eat a cookie.
I did eat a cookie. And Cheez-Its.
Perfect. I'm giving blood.
But the other, I went to a different place this time. The other place does give you Fritos. So not judging, but you guys know Fritos are my weakness. Mm-hmm. But so they were like, don't do anything strenuous, don't drink alcohol. And I was like, sure, I'm just going to go for a leisurely walk. And then I ended up running for 3 miles. And I have to say, like, it actually did kind of hurt me by like the end of the. So I walked a little bit in between like mile 2 and 2.5. But then I was like, oh, I got to go pick up Zach soon. So I have no choice. I have to run the rest
gotta
of the day.
Gotta hightail it on home.
Then it became a matter of urgency. But yeah, good times. And I did pour a little glass of wine before.
Nice. Cheers.
Cheers. But anyway, how was everybody else's week?
Oh, it's been busy. It's such a series of busy days at work, which is kind of my own doing. Like, there are certain things that I am in charge of sort of scheduling for my own day. But, like, sometimes if there's, like, certain things that I need to do, like, you know, observe all the teachers in my faculty, I kind of prefer to just, like, really squeeze it in and hit it out of the park. I'm sure that's what she said something. But anyway, so I had, like, a lot of back-to-back observations and things like that.
Yeah.
But it's like painful, but then you're done.
Yeah.
I had two really busy days, also knowing that tomorrow I'm not working. I took the day off to go hiking and have nachos. So
perfect day.
Are they Fritos?
Perfect day.
Are they Frito nachos?
They're not. No, but I think you would approve if you had them. I'll take a picture. And-
okay. Oh, I know I'm going to approve.
I but mean, I, really, you had me at nachos.
I know. But I want the picture.
I actually made nachos this weekend because I got into my head because we just didn't go grocery shopping, didn't have enough food, whatever. And I was like, oh, well, we've got some leftover cheese. We didn't. So we put slices of pepper jack cheese on the nachos.
Totally done that before.
And actually, it worked out fine. Like, we used what was left of the shredded cheese and then a couple of slices of cheese. And it was delicious-ish. It was good. It was fine.
There's something so satisfying about using whatever it is that you have left in your fridge and like finishing it.
Exactly.
And that's not whatnot.
That's what it was.
It's great.
Exactly.
And it was nachos.
It was nachos. We had gotten a new TV. We were like trying out the TV, watching an Avengers movie with nachos for dinner, like the adults that we are.
Nice.
That sounds like my perfect night.
It was delightful. It was great.
Oh, that's awesome. Alex stayed with Jack and Cindy on Friday for his like special birthday, like Target trip or whatever, and dinner with them. And then the boys started swimming lessons on Saturday. But we were trying to think because Zach has been treated like the little prince since he was born by his both sets of grandparents. So he was having a little bit of a tough time. So we did end up braving the movies. They were showing Jumanji, The Lost World. No, Welcome to the Jungle. Welcome to the Jungle. Lost World's Jurassic Park. We've also been watching Jurassic Park in this house nonstop. I'm not even kidding. Like, we watch all the time. Jurassic Park is on one of them. But anyway.
Yeah, I've never seen that one.
Even Zach, like, just randomly yesterday afternoon, I'm finishing up some work in here. Alex was upstairs because it was raining, so they couldn't go outside. Alex was upstairs watching Mickey Mouse Clubhouse, and Zach was literally flipping in between Jurassic Park movies. He started with Jurassic World. He went to The Lost World then he went to the original. And they will tell Alexa to play the Jurassic Park soundtrack, and they will listen to they will just sit here and listen to the soundtrack, like sitting on the couch downstairs. And then
that's awesome.
Be in the car.
That's great.
And like Alex,
that's a secret weapon.
It is. Alex will like it because so they were doing that for Muppet Christmas Carol and Muppet Christmas songs in general. And finally, like, oh God, it had to be my birthday week when I was like, we're done. We're in mid-February. I love it so much, but I can't do Muppets anymore, like Muppet Christmas anymore. We got to do something else. And that's when he moved into that. But like Alex will be in the car and he'll be like, pretending to play the trumpet, and it's just all so funny.
It's like the hand whistle.
No, it's his trumpet.
It's his trumpet. And then, like,
sense. It's all adorable. It's all adorable. That's what we do here for fun. But anyway, it was a rough couple of weeks with the quarantining, and I don't even know where we're going with this. But so we took Zach to the movies, and there was only one other group there, and they were sitting in the back, and we were sitting in the front row because Zach likes the front row. So I felt very safe. But it was really nice to just have that moment of like normal, because we hadn't been to the movies in, obviously, the last time we ventured out was what, the late summer, fall, when we felt, you know, it was kind of everything had died down here too. And we took off. Oh, it was when we, I don't remember, but I think we saw Jurassic Park.
I sense the theme.
I think. I couldn't remember. It was so long ago at this point. But like, yeah. So we took him, and that child ate, let me just tell you, a hamburger, 3/4 of a medium popcorn.
That's impressive.
Disgusting. The hamburger came with French fries that he ate, and then he ate a box of Dots.
Grown boy.
He kept going, and it was so gross. And we had brought the Dots in from home because my uncle had sent them both candy from Amazon for like Valentine's Day, and Zach's favorite candy is Dots. But like, so we had brought the Dots from home, and obviously you got the popcorn and the burger there. But like, it was so gross, and I kept saying, "You need to stop." And then I go to take the popcorn away from him, and of course I knock the water down, so the water gets all over Jay. So then thank God, you know, it was just us and a group of people in the last row, because Jay jumps up and he's like, "What the fuck are you doing?" I was like, "I'm so sorry." He's like, "I'm soaking wet now." It's like a full water bottle. So anyway, We call that, you know, pulling a Britta or pulling a Colleen.
Pulling a Britta.
From Community.
Oh.
Mm. Anyway, all right, I'm done. Yeah. I'm going to cut all that out. That was boring. I'm sorry. Nachos are the best, though.
Yeah. Moral of the story, nachos, great. We can all it's the food we can all universally agree on.
Yeah. And yes. Aren't you, JP has joined us as well. Aren't you guys lucky you heard that? Because that was definitely too boring to make it to the final episode. 3/4 of a medium popcorn is like almost literally his body weight, but he was like, my tummy doesn't feel so good. And I was like, you think?
Have you learned about cause and effect yet?
Yep. That's a good lesson for any kid.
It does look like Shandy just put popcorn in her mouth, though.
It's true. I was like, you know what? It's my birthday eve. I'm having a glass of wine and I'm making myself some fucking popcorn. But it's made with an air popper and I add the butter that I want. Mm. So it's not, you know, it's not quite the same as movie popcorn. Not going to knock movie popcorn, but this one won't make my tummy hurt.
Yeah.
It's true. And it's customizable.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's customizable. Yeah. Yeah. We bought the Trader Joe's like truffle seasoning.
Oh yeah,
I'm like obsessed with it. I put it on popcorn all the time.
So
it is so great.
Do you find that it smells bad afterwards?
After I've eaten it?
It smells bad. Like when you put it on and the scent wafts throughout. Do you find that like because Jay did the Trader Joe's truffle oil he had bought. Some point in the pandemic, don't ask me what fucking season it was. I can't remember, but like honestly, like it tasted delicious. He bought it for like eggs and fries and whatever else he was making.
Yeah,
and like I remember it must have been the summer because we were taking the kids to camp, so it had to have been summer when they were there. But like I just remember every morning I would come back into the house and be like, "Ooh, this kind of smells like gross."
Leaving. Well, truffles are the bougier cousin of mushrooms.
Fair.
So that can be kind of a polarizing smell.
I guess, but it was delicious before I like left and came back.
Yeah, I don't think because it's just a powder, so I don't think it. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think it smells so bad.
Well, next thing you're there,
things that are
get
delicious
the oil.
But smell awful.
Yes. Go.
Mm. Fried fish.
Yeah, fried fish.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I just always remember this story of when Franck moved into a new apartment in France. So his friends like helped him move in and they were like lounging around afterwards. So they'd been like sweating all day, right? Like moving shit.
Yeah.
And they all of a sudden they're like, what's that smell? Oh my God. The neighbor must be doing a raclette. Which is a delicious...
Oh, we've talked about raclette.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
The neighbor's doing a raclette. Oh, my God. That smells so good. Oh, shit. We should get a raclette machine like that. Come to realize it's their friend's socks.
Oh, no. Okay. Follow-up question.
Oh, poor friend.
How did you come to realize it was the socks?
They must have just... I don't know. Gotten closer. Somebody got closer to those socks. This was pre-me, so I don't.
Okay, that's hilarious.
I wasn't there.
Although, how very French. But instead of smelling like BO, they smell like cheese.
I know, right?
An American wouldn't smell that good.
No, we would literally just smell like sock.
Right. That smell like something you wanted to eat.
I think once you realize that, you immediately, it like changes the smell in your mind and you no longer want to eat it.
Yeah.
And then you're just really grossed out.
Yeah.
God says blue cheese. We just talked about blue cheese, which is one of the reasons we were late, actually.
Yeah. It's one of the many things we touched upon.
JP says Cool Ranch Doritos.
Does that have a smell?
You know, I think he is right. I think that under the wrong conditions, they can smell gross.
Okay,
because it's
my least favorite.
Yeah, I would not co-sign Cool Ranch Doritos.
No, I love Cool Ranch. I like it more than the nacho one.
That was always like all, you know, I feel like in school it was always like the cool ranch ones were like the cool ones to have. And I was like, oh, really? They're awful. It's like,
just give me the originals.
Great. All the more nacho cheese for me.
Amanda was like so hipster even back then.
I was. The hipster streak in me has always run very deep.
She's
You were into the normal brand before, like, it was cool.
Ugh, you guys like that? Like, whatever. Cool Ranch.
Some of the new flavored Doritos do smell gross, though. There was one that I bought, and I was so excited about it, and then I was hungry, and I opened it as soon as I got into the car, and I was like, these are so gross. And I was like, but Jay will eat them. He'll eat anything. And they sat there for like 6 months. I forget what it was. Oh, it was so disgusting, though. I think it wasn't taco flavored, but it was like of that, like, you know, Mexican food themed line that they do. I'll remember it, but it was so disgusting.
Which is like so weird because it's like they have nacho cheese. So like, why have like a taco flavor? That seems like,
I know they do have it. I mean, as we know, they've got more flavors than Oreos.
Do they really?
I don't know. They've got a lot of flavors. Love the Lady Gaga Oreos though. The Chromatica Oreos are delicious. They good? Yeah, because it's vanilla Oreo.
See, I haven't actually even seen them in the store. Not that we go to the grocery store that often.
You know, that's so funny. On Love It or Leave It, Love It is in Connecticut right now, and he has been on this search for the Chromatica Oreos too, and says he hasn't been able to find it, but they're here. Just
interesting.
In case you didn't figure that out. So, but yeah, they're just vanilla Oreos that are dyed different colors, so they're fun.
Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah, and they have little Lady Gaga catchphrases on them, which just make them very exposition-y. But, you know, like perfect. Amanda, how are you feeling? Did you had an interesting day. Do you want to talk about it at all? You don't have to.
It doesn't really make for a good story.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, it's not really a great story.
Because you did the great daycare search, right?
I did. Yeah, that's, you know,
thumbs and up. Thumbs,
I mean, it was
down.
Good. It was good. It like, okay. It went fine, but it's not a terribly entertaining story. You know, I went, I talked to a daycare. It seemed great.
And there we go.
That's cool.
And that's the story.
Well, cool. Back to the chat. White Castle, you know, I haven't had White Castle in probably 25 years, but I imagine it doesn't smell great.
I've actually never had White Castle, which I suppose is not surprising given that I don't eat red meat.
Right. But
there's not really anything there for me.
Right. There are White Castles on Long Island, but I only ever had it one time, and it was after the Harold and Kumar movies came out, and my friend Brian,
White Castle.
Yeah, and my friend Brian and my friend Ian were like, you've never had White Castle? Well, let's go. And I was like, okay. That's how it went. Another exciting Colleen story. Speaking of...
We're full of good stories tonight.
Okay, pivoting back.
End. That's how you tell a story.
That's very true. Oh my God, speaking of prophecies. And then we ate White Castle. So anybody out there listening, if you are a patron at the bonus level, which everybody out here listening in the chat right now is, the bonus show that we just recorded is called The Colleen Prophecies, and you're just going to have to listen to find out why. Maybe trigger warning for Gott, but I don't think so. We'll see.
I hope not.
Rose said, I grew up with a White Castle in walking distance, had many murder burgers before I was 10. Are you a vegetarian now, Ro? Or is there like a thing behind the murder burgers? Oh, is that what they're just, it's just murder burgers. Well, that's a weird thing to market. Is that what they market it as? Is it like Burger King has the Whopper?
The White Castle has the murder burgers.
It's a Le Big Mac, a Whopper, or a murder burger. I had to just Google what White Castle was, because I just was assuming that it was some sort of drink, but...
Oh, no, that's a White Russian.
It's a food chain.
Yeah, it's a burger joint. Which
the burgers frozen in the freezer section at most big big grocery stores.
This is true.
I don't think that it's... I don't know. I've never seen one, I'm going to go out on a limb and say I don't think they exist in Montana. Maybe they don't exist in the West.
Maybe not. It could be a regional thing.
It's possible. There were never, I don't think there were any where I grew up. I only knew them from like the freezer section and the movie.
And the movie. Have you seen the movie, Shandy? Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle? So, okay, it's a hilarious movie. I mean, I'm sure it does not hold up anymore, but 25 years ago, it was a hilarious movie.
Hey, and it brought Neil Patrick Harris back into the limelight.
It did bring Neil Patrick. Really? Yeah,
I feel like Neil Patrick Harris wouldn't have like had his sort of second career had it not been for that movie. That really like put him back on the map.
It did. So essentially, Shandy, you've seen Always Be My Maybe, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you know how we've got, Keanu Reeves needed a comeback.
Wait, no, I haven't seen Always Be My Maybe. It's in my queue on Netflix, but I've never watched it.
Oh, you should watch it. Oh my God, it's so
literally
good.
Saved in my queue.
I've actually haven't seen it either, but yeah.
I thought we talked about it. Always Be My Maybe?
We could have talked about it, but never that we had seen it.
Oh, it's so, no, I watched it because you guys did. Am I thinking of the wrong movie?
Nope. Sure did not.
Am I thinking of the wrong movie? No, I'm not thinking of the wrong movie. Oh my God, it's on Netflix. You guys would love it. It's really awesome. It's with Ali Wong, Randall Park, Keanu Reeves is in it, Daniel Day Kim is in it. It's a really great movie. Like, it's so adorable. It's on Netflix. Totally check it out. Seriously.
Okay.
Make some nachos.
It does seem very good. It's not for like lack of wanting to see it.
Yeah.
I just haven't.
Yeah. I'm telling you, it's saved in my.
Okay. Yeah. Good. Make some nachos and chill because you honestly nacho and chill. There you go. Nacho and chill. No, it's really cute though. But when you watch it, keep in mind that Keanu Reeves' character in Always Be My Maybe is like Neil Patrick Harris in Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle.
Mm.
Okay.
But anyway, they get high and they want to go to White Castle, and then hijinks ensue.
Yeah, that's basically the movie.
Are you saying that he goes on another great adventure? Awesome adventure? Excellent adventure? There we go.
Sort of.
Not sure if it's excellent for him, but okay. No, it was. Oh, it came out in 2004. Oh my God, I thought that movie came out when I was in high school.
No, we were definitely in college.
Okay, so it's been
that
less
explains
than,
it. Those are my lost years.
Those are your lost years.
Wasn't in the U.S. Didn't happen to me.
Wow, I really thought that. I mean, it came out over the summer, so maybe that's why I'm remembering it, because I saw it and went to White Castle with my friends. Here we go.
With my friend?
My friends.
Oh, okay. Okay. I thought you said my friend. I was like, that sounds very suspicious.
One more thing, though, before we move on. The Hump Film Festival, Hump Online, it's streaming online through March 6th. So just a heads up to everybody. That's a Saturday, March 6th. Definitely check it out before then if you want to. And we can talk about it on March 9th. Does that work for everybody?
Okay. Yeah, I'll have to look into it.
Cool.
Yes.
Okay. Awesome. So yeah, check that out. I'll put the link. The link has been in the show notes, but it's humpfilmfest.com. You can buy your tickets to watch it. And yeah, we can
watch
it.
And I believe it's like
March
25 6th. Bucks. And I mean, you know, it's just like you get the code for one computer. So like technically if you're multiple people at home.
Right.
If you want to throw down extra money to support a good cause, sure, but I don't think you have to.
Mm.
And I'm sure they realize that people are going to be watching it like in pairs or whatever.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So cool. All right. Yeah. Humpfilmfest.com. And yeah, so we'll prepare to talk about it on March 9th. Because awesome. I think if we waited an extra week, A, there's no point because we can't watch it. And B, you know, the momentum will be gone.
Yeah. Moment will have passed.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, cool. Shandy, are you able to rewatch it before then?
I'm seriously considering it.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. I think it would be fun to like watch it at the same time as some people and have like a group chat going.
Oh.
To like, you know, react. Because the whole point of Hump is watching porn with people in a theater.
Yeah.
You know, to be pointedly different than, you know, the experience of like doing it in secret at home. So it's supposed to be a communal event. So I think that could be fun.
So like a little watch party.
Yeah. Exactly. A little porn watch party.
A little porn watch party.
So should we pick a date that's a good date for a porn watch party? Does somebody need to host it? I'm sure we can figure out the logistics at some point. And by some point, I mean,
I think it's just like one of us hosts it and shares their screen.
Or everybody just starts it at the same time, so that way everybody's still buying a ticket. Because if you share your screen...
Yeah.
Right. Well, we could all buy a ticket and then just stream from one link.
And the thing is, it starts at a certain specific time. Like, you can't start it at a different time. So if it starts at, you know, If it starts at 6 o'clock Pacific, at least from what I understand, if it's at 6 o'clock Pacific, then like you guys are going to start at 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
Maybe fact check me there, but that's how I understood it. So like, cause there is no, you can't pause it. You can't, you know?
Oh, interesting. So it's a live.
Yeah.
It's a live streamer. Yeah.
Right.
Yes. Right. That is the way to say that. Yes. A live stream.
Okay. So we are going to do a watch party for Hump. It will not be recorded or anything like that, so don't worry. On Saturday, March 6th at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific time.
Let us know if you want to be in the group chat.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and we will figure out how to do it.
Seriously, I'm thinking old school, just like a freaking group chat, and we can...
I think so. Yeah, I think that would probably work.
Yeah, I think that's probably...
Cool. All right, well, stay tuned for more information, which we will have because we will be recording one more time before then, so... Excellent. But yeah, let us know if you want in. You know how to reach us. All right. If nobody else has anything, do you want to move into the next segment?
Sure.
All right. So, Shandy, this one is all you. And it is about mansplaining.
It is. Yeah. So I saw this tweet, and we all know that the show loves a good Twitter party.
Love a good Twitter party.
So this was from a week or two ago because it was in honor of Valentine's Day. But I think that we can say that this is Valentine's month. So it's at J.J. says, in honor of Valentine's Day, what's the most obvious thing you've ever been mansplained about? And her answer was, mine was once mentioning a 30B6 depot. This is for Brian, for work on here. And a guy sent me a text of the rule and offered to send me a PowerPoint that explains what a corporate representative is. I was assuming that was something law related. Maybe it's actually business related. I don't know. Sounds like she knows what she's talking about, though. So I went through some of the responses. Somebody wrote in, I was mansplained about...
Wait, hold on. Do you mean like the depot shot and he thought it was business related?
Okay, maybe I should Google 30B6. It's a deposition. A corporate designates a Rule 30B6 deponent that witness is authorized to speak for the organization on specific... Okay, so yeah. So anyway, she was mentioning a 30B6 depot for work on here, and a guy sent me the text of the rule and offered to send me a PowerPoint that explains what a corporate representative is.
Oh my God.
How very cool. Nice of him.
Is it bad that my first thought was like, was she talking about birth control and he decided to talk about it?
I think that's because I mispronounced it. So clearly.
No, you did it.
I don't think not something that I can mansplain to her. So another person writes in, I was mansplained about pre-stressed and post-tensioned concrete design by a student in my class, the class I was teaching on concrete design, which was a prereq to pre-stressed and post-tensioned concrete design, which I also taught. And also he was wrong.
Oh, I need some art school kid too, huh? Probably wearing girls' pants.
The worst.
The worst.
A guy calls me and recommends himself as an expert witness for one of my cases. I said, thanks, but the case is in 12B6 appeals. Oh, this one's for Brian. He will understand. I said, thanks, but the case is in 12B6 appeals. He then emailed me an article about a case I might find helpful and suggested I contact that attorney. You guessed it. The article was about my case.
Good job, guy.
Good job, guy. I love this one. And this one goes out to both of you. Hopefully your experience is nothing like this. When I was in labor, my husband was watching contractions on the monitor and told me one of them wasn't so bad.
Like, speak for yourself, asshole.
No, he was just trying to help.
Another one, not recent, but a favorite. Just transferred to a new squadron and had someone try to explain how OS security permissions worked. I had just completed my certs for that OS, and he was a software programmer that had not taken any of the exams. His boss overheard, and I ended up taking over systems from him, and he went back to just programming.
Ooh.
Okay, this one's good. A grad student tried to explain Alzheimer's disease incorrectly to me, waiting outside of a lecture hall while waiting for a quote-unquote world-renowned Alzheimer's researcher to lecture on his new research. Her research. It's from Dr. Puck Bunny, the world-renowned Alzheimer's researcher. Oh, God. I think this might be a personal favorite. I was telling my ex-husband that there was this emerging term called mansplaining. He'd never heard of it, so I told him what it meant. He then proceeded to argue about what it really meant. having literally just heard the term for the first time, he mansplained mansplaining.
Oh my God. Fragile much?
Way more.
And somebody responded to that. Operative word here is ex-husband.
Oh dear. Good job, guy. Good job.
Oh my God. That's hilarious. Yeah.
I used to be a health insurance lawyer. Multiple older men have explained health insurance to me. I'd stop them to remind them what I did for a living, and then they'd finish their explanation.
Oh, my God.
Somebody said, I shit you not. Somebody mansplained to me what period pain feels like.
No.
Oh, that would be great. I would love to hear the male opinion on that.
Oh my God.
She says, by obviously a male junior doctor at A&E, I was 23 and what I was experiencing was not period pain. He nevertheless refused to explore further and sent me home. It took another week of excruciating pain to figure out what was wrong.
Good job, guy.
Now it's not funny. Now I just feel bad.
Yeah. This one's pretty good. My own dad repeating to me the convo we had about restructuring our LLC for taxes, but crediting my husband as the person who had shared it the week before with him.
Oh, come on, Dad.
Yeah. I once had a man lecture me about Harry Potter during a long drive where I was a captive audience. He said I completely missed the point of the books. I'm the Hebrew translator of the Harry Potter books. But he saw He saw the first film, but never read the books.
Oh, I'd love to hear his take. It sounds very nuanced and well-researched.
I like that it's a captive audience.
Right. And then to finish it out, we have the original poster coming back saying, took longer than I thought, but I've just been mansplaining. Some dude responded to her call. By saying, men explain things to everyone, not just women.
Good job. Good job.
Hashtag
you and the point are just kind of on opposite ends of the room.
And yet you've somehow managed to just miss each other.
You just like air cheers the point from across a crowded room.
Good times.
So if you have any mansplaining stories, please by all means do share.
Yes.
Please.
I'm trying to remember like the last time I was mansplained.
It was more like unsolicited advice about something that I don't need advice on. I went on a leisurely bike ride during my lunch break, as I sometimes like to do, down the trail. Like, I'm just an amateur bike, cyclist going on a lunchtime, bike ride to get some air and get some exercise.
Yeah.
And on my way back, this dude in like full cyclist gear and everything and like a fancy bike, like comes up behind me and slows down to like keep pace with me and tries to get me to come up. Cause he's like, oh, hey, like, and he starts talking to me. First of all, motherfucker's not wearing a mask. So like, why would I get closer to you?
Nope. Especially not on a bike draft. Right. Nope.
Second of all, I'm just like minding my own business. Did it look like I, you know, and then he comes to like, tell me about, you know, to give me some advice about how to improve my bike riding. And I was just like, no, thanks. Like, and he was totally surprised that I said no, thanks. And I was just like, no. And he was like, oh, you don't want to get better? You don't want to improve then? And I was like, dude, women generally don't like it when random men mansplain things to them. And by that point, he had like, you know, he was all
but we
mad
also,
about it and was
also
like, right.
He's riding a bike. It's like, I right? might manage to fall off. I think I'm doing fine.
Like, I'm not looking to enter the Tour de France. I'm just going on a bike ride during my lunch break. Fuck you. And I was like, having a good time, like smiling.
She likes to ride her bicycle. She wants to ride her bike.
Oh, dear.
But just the audacity of me telling him that I didn't want his advice was like,
no, no, thank you.
Oh, so you don't want to get better then? Fuck you, dude. Fuck you.
I had a story of a very nice gentleman that helped me this weekend.
counterbalance
it.
We want to be well-rounded and fair.
and I think he was around my age, probably maybe a little younger. So my light upstairs, the light bulb burnt out, the one next to my bedside table, and because that was probably the original, Jay swears that was the original light bulb, and we bought it when we moved into the townhouse in 2013, so it was kind of old. And it's funny because I had noticed that it was getting dimmer lately. And I at one point had the thought like, I don't remember. I remember that light being brighter. Like, you know, at some point, though, it just like died. And I couldn't find one that was the right size. And because it's a small little desktop lamp, like I had to make sure I got the right size. And as I'm doing that at Walmart, I had the cart because I also had a couple of things to get, and I go to back the cart up to turn it, and I knock into the fire extinguisher on the wall, and it falls.
It could happen to anybody.
It could, and it definitely wasn't secure. Like, somebody else had 100% knocked that shit down before. It was not just me. And but he was so nice. Like, he was just like, he was like, I'll get it for you. He's like, okay, let's figure out how to put this back in so it won't fall again. And, you know, I was like, I'll find somebody, just let them know that, you know, a worker, so they can like kind of secure it better. But like, did it make me feel stupid at all for knocking the fire extinguisher off the wall? Which, you know, could have exploded, and that would have been bad.
But then you could have sued Walmart and become a billionaire.
Right, because to your point, it was not fastened to the wall. It could have happened to anybody.
It was definitely not, because when we were trying to, like, refasten it, like, it was all crooked and dented. So, I mean, it was on, like, a so, see the pole back there, how it like kind of sticks out. It was like in the middle of the aisle on like a white pole that's just stuck out like that. So
yeah,
clearly other people had struggled. But anyway, yeah. So I was just, you know, I felt because that guy could have definitely been like, oh, you've got to be more careful and let me just put it up. You know, it could have gone differently. But anyway, Gott said, you and the point are in opposite ends of the room. I am stealing that.
You may.
It's good.
All right. Does anybody else have anything else other than otherwise, we will take our quick break and we'll come back to feedback and get out of here. And we will leave with JP saying it was crooked and dented.
I think that's good.
All right. We are back for episode 532-212. Just wanted out there on the official record. And we are ready to get into some feedback. We've got a link to an article here from whose link is this, Shandy?
Mine.
Oh, yours. Oh,
I just dropped it in.
Oh.
Yeah, I actually opened this thinking that this was the original thing you were talking about, the mansplaining. I was like, nope, this is something different.
Oh, sorry.
I'm like, well, now I've got it open for when we do get to it. So great.
Just thought it was worth sharing.
Go for it then. Go for it. Periods in New Zealand.
So I saw in the news that New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern announces free sanitary products in all schools to beat period poverty. So I think that that shows what can happen when you put a woman in, you know, that top spot. And I think that's great because the men listening out there, you might not realize, but sanitary products, as they are called, are really fucking expensive.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of odd that we would offer up, you know, toilet paper to everyone. That is essential, right? In a bathroom, like you're not going to go to a school bathroom and not have toilet paper there. I'm not sure why you would go in a school bathroom and not have, you know, basic products that your family might be too poor to, mm-hmm. to pay for.
And it's not even like the socioeconomic thing is important, but like on a basic just human being level, like that a woman getting their menstrual cycle is pretty much the same as a man waking up and taking a shit. Like it's just a biological
It's inevitable.
Process. And, you know, it's kind of like penalizing or singling people out or being like, well, maybe you shouldn't get a period or, your fault. Pay for it yourself. I mean, and, you know, obviously I'm making a very broad whatever, but like if you can kind of just like rephrase it or frame it like that, you know, toilet paper is free in a bathroom, but it's, you know, a dollar.
Toilet paper and the paper towels to dry your hands with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And the soap, which I would argue probably the soap is the most important part of the bathroom over anything else.
Your hands can air dry. Your period's not going to air dry.
It is not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can. Yeah. But yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah. I thought that was really inspiring. And I don't know if you guys remember, it was sort of like mentioned in passing in this article and you know, sounds familiar, but this particular prime minister in New Zealand, she's like super young.
Yeah.
She's not much older than us, if not our age.
And she like she was pregnant and went on maternity leave while in office, mm-hmm. which is like,
that's like the dream right there.
Yeah. She is pretty amazing.
Yeah. Brought her 3-month-old daughter with her while attending the UN General Assembly.
Yeah. She's 40. Awesome. She's 40. She was born in 1980.
40. Okay.
Yeah, so not that much older than us.
Yeah.
Yeah, what are we doing with our lives? Jinx!
It's all right. I don't want to be in charge of anything.
I don't want to be in charge of a country. My household is pretty much all I can manage at the moment.
Yeah, I'm too easily stressed out. I don't have the temperament for it.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
But many wonderful women do, and we should elect them.
Exactly. Amen. Exactly. But if anybody wants to offer me a job, obviously I will consider it. not running a country, but I will have to politely decline.
I am of the opinion that I am personally not smart enough and not, and I don't mean that as an insult to myself, but not smart enough and not schooled enough to be president, because I do believe that our president should be very smart.
Agreed.
Smarter than us.
Agreed. I feel exactly the same way.
I have the self-awareness to say, hey, that person is not me.
I would just settle.
I am not qualified for that job.
Yeah.
Honestly, I would just settle for somebody that knows grammar on Twitter and listens to the people that are smarter than them.
So the bar has...
I mean, you know, we rise to the moment that we're living in.
or sink to it, as the case may be sometimes.
There you go. Sink to it. in our chat and from Martha here, happy birthday, Shandy.
Aw, thanks.
And then we had this wonderful exchange with Amanda's mom. Mama G said, oh, my God, you ladies keep me laughing. First podcast in a while and I'm blushing. And I was like, oh, I guess you got to what lyricum poop means. And she was like, yes, I did. And then she said, it also refers to the long tassel that hangs from a graduation robe.
Interesting fact.
Yeah. So now I need to figure out another word for long tassel. Now I want to know. I want to know this. Interesting. There's a lot of words. A coxcomb is another word for something to do with a tassel.
Hmm.
Oh, makes the sense. Things you learn.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's, and I think what she means is the, like, the graduate degree.
Yes.
Robe, like the yes. hood. Yeah. That long.
Okay. That thing.
Yeah. Like not the tassel that you move that from you side move to from side, but like side.
The thing
like
that the, you put around your neck.
So, yes. Yeah. 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 Which, I mean, I guess in a way, like, it's all phallic, so. Okay. I get it.
Matt says you're now the fourth and fifth highest results when I Googled limicon poop. So now nice. We definitely need to Google that.
Yep. We're just bending those metrics to our will.
Oh, man. That is going to do for our downloads the way that the Taylor Swift, Donald Trump.
Yes.
Yep. That's how we're going to grow our audience.
Okay, first
forget
of all,
forget about leaving us a review. We're just going to find random words to drop into our shows, and that's how we're going to do it.
You know what? That's okay, though. I mean, we're yeah. all on our own path, on our own journey. yeah, we actually are. So when you Google Lyricon poop, we are search result number 4, the audible.com link to our show, the Jan Jack link to our show, the FM, the player.fm link to our show. Yeah, we're on there, ladies. We've made it. We have right, made it to the arrived. Front page of the it's front official. Page of Google search. What? We need to celebrate this. cheers, SEOs, Shandy.
We're making it work.
We're number 4. We're number 4.
Awesome. Gotta say, thank you, Aaron.
Yeah, seriously. Thanks, Aaron. And then Martha actually said this is way too weird. She screen capped the other names 4 that she did, and she got other names for weed, God, Adderall, Satan, love, gold, grandma, and Santa Claus.
That's a good one. That's a good round.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. It's kind of like what we got, but just kind of in reverse, which is just
I
weird.
Know.
Yeah, just it's all I the same. Same words, just in various different orders.
Right. There's overlap, but not 100% either because I know
I didn't have
that
gold.
You guys. Okay. I didn't have gold either. I also didn't have Santa Claus.
I had Santa Claus.
Yeah. Amanda had Santa Claus.
Yeah.
I don't think I had Adderall.
I definitely didn't have Adderall.
I don't think I did either, which might be tailored to your own personal results, Martha. No, I'm just kidding.
I think it's also tailored to where you are geographically. So if you're in a region where a lot of people do a lot of Adderall.
I don't know. I feel example. Like, I mean, I don't think Martha is in, I know she's not in the United States, but I do want to say that I think that there's a lot of people in the United States that does a lot of fucking Adderall.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. One might say that that also could be a list of things that you don't want from your president. Moving on to the Matt's what she said.
I needed this 2 hours ago.
I will report back if it happens again.
There's only 2 that I wanted to do.
I have never been stuck in something before to this extent.
I can wash this when I get home.
Usually I only have 1.
You want that. It's good.
Your body is made to do this.
It is. The body can achieve miraculous things. It's big enough to sit in there.
She could have heard something from either side.
Mine has always been middle parted.
We're going to stop right now because I can keep going.
No groaning.
I don't have the meat one that you have.
Well, you know.
It's true.
I feel like this is something I'm going to have to deal. Oh, hold on. Let me put my best bound chicken. Wow, wow, voice on. Ooh. I feel like this is something I'm going to have to delve into. Bum, bum, bum.
I think we're going to be starting it a little later than usual.
Nice.
All right. Thank you so much, Matt. We appreciate it as always. And if you want to hear the missing mass, what she said, the lost mass, what she said from about a month ago, you can check that out in our patron bonus episode.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm. And then we're going to finish up with an Andy update.
All right. So Andy writes in this week in Andy's virginity. Hey, broads. For starters, happy birthday, Shandy. Thank you, Andy. Like I said with Colleen a few weeks ago, I hope you can make the best of it and that this will be the only pandemic birthday you'll have to deal with. Thank you. Me too. Hopefully Colleen mined enough material out of the crazy blue horse statue at the Denver airport since I don't have much to report this week. I would say my dating life has taken a back seat, but it's probably more in the trunk or hanging on the bumper at this point. Let's be honest. Things have been a lot busier in my job lately. In summary, a year ago, we had 3 people, including myself, working in my department. Last October, one of them retired, and my other coworker and I managed mostly fine. The one who retired was the weak link. About a month ago, my coworker gets a promotion, and after 4 months of nothing, we finally get someone who can replace the retired guy. Should be great. Unfortunately, the replacement was this young guy I suspect has never worked a regular job before. I wonder if he's related to someone higher up or his parents know someone and needed a favor. For starters, he was an hour and a half late on his first date. Yikes. Even if I give him some leeway because the roads were rough that morning, they weren't hour and a half late rough unless he lives out in the middle of nowhere. Then he shows up 10 to 15 minutes late 2 days later, no issues with the road that day, and takes almost 10 more minutes of what should be a half hour lunch break. Not to mention he up and leaves a few minutes before 5, which isn't something we usually do at work. Friday he quits via email. But my boss doesn't see it until like 11 a.m. when my remotely working coworker transitioning to our new position asks if he's coming in. I was the only person on site, and as much as this kid was on my shit list, I didn't want to be a tattletale. Besides, his inability to follow a clock would have gotten him in hot water eventually. Part of me still wishes I could have given him a "do you want to work here" talking to, but there really wasn't much I could do about his constant tardiness. So that leaves me here, working alone in a department that needs 3 people, and I don't have the luxury of working from home. Thankfully, it's a job that is socially distanced. I work in a room to myself and can listen to whatever I want while I work, but I am now so tired with a backlog of work that makes me anxious just thinking about it.
I know.
I get that.
You'd think the wave of unemployment that happened because of the pandemic would mean these positions would be filled up quickly. Now, I'm not privy to what goes on that end. Perhaps they have only encountered inadequate candidates, but I don't get how they haven't been able to hire anyone. It's not that complicated a job. I do worry about getting burnt out long term if they can't find anyone, but maybe I'm getting ahead of myself since this setup only started a little over a week ago. However, over a week is like a month in pandemic time.
Exactly.
Multiply by 4.
Seriously.
Anyway, to end on a lighter note, I heard about a book on NPR called How to Not Die Alone by Logan Ury. It's about using science to navigate relationships more effectively. Might be worth a shot to give my dating life a little help getting off the bumper. Hashtag I'm 6 feet from hers, Andy. That sounds like a very interesting book.
It does sound like an interesting book.
Yeah.
I like the title.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. For the job, I would say, like, if this persists, like, maybe try to have a conversation with your boss, because you should either not be expected to pick up everyone's slack or be given a raise in order to do so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, and also the fear, like, depending on what kind of industry Andy works in, it's like, if you can do the job on your own for any length of time, then they just don't fill it and you're just not doing it.
Yep.
That like corner cutting is real. And, you know, in this economic downturn, the higher ups look to cut positions wherever they can. So, yeah, it is something to be mindful of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's rough.
Yeah.
Hopefully things will turn around soon, though.
Yeah. Here's hoping.
In the meantime.
On all fronts.
Yes.
In the meantime,
we will add that book to our reading list. I'm still like 150 pages into
Barack Obama's book.
Yeah, you're going to be reading that for a while.
Which is good. And the thing is, it's like, it's good. It's really interesting. And it's so refreshing to hear him like be able to talk a little bit more freely. But, you know, even though it's fascinating, captivating, what have you, it's still kind of dry. Like, it's not the same as reading a novel. So,
yeah.
It's a slow burn. But, you know, eventually when I finish that and do the other book that I said I would do, Bridgerton. Get through Bridgerton.
Ah, yes. I forgot we had talked about reading those.
Yes. Then I will check out this book about not dying alone. It does sound very interesting.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, I wish I read faster. I don't have time to read all these books. I read too slow.
Still trying to finish Big Little Lies. No, not Big Little Lies. Little Fires Everywhere. I'm so
Little
far
Fires Everywhere. Big Little Lies is also a book.
That is a thing as well. Is that coming back?
I don't think so.
I think they're done. I think they're really done this time.
It would be a real mistake to come back.
Yeah.
Yes.
I haven't heard anything about any open casting calls for extras here in town. Granted, it is the pandemic, but you know, if that changes, I'll let y'all know.
Yeah,
but I definitely don't foresee that.
I've been seeing in my neighborhood signs go up again for like shoots. Like usually if, you know, I live in a very picturesque neighborhood, so there's a lot of like film shoots that used to happen here. And just in the past couple of weeks, I've started to see signs pop back up again. So like TV.
Weird.
Yeah. Production is starting to come back. It was like really nice to see. It'd been so long. It was like, oh, it's nice to see those big giant trailers parked on the side of the road again.
Yeah.
Logan Urie is a woman.
Uh-huh. Even better. Even better.
Love it.
I Googled her. Nice. She has very nice hair.
Nice. Oh, now I want to see.
Yeah.
She does have very nice hair.
She does have very nice hair.
Oh, wow. Yeah. And she's very young.
Yeah.
Behavioral scientist turned dating coach, the author of How Not to Die Alone, director of relationship science at the dating app Hinge.
I have heard of Hinge.
I have not. Maybe I have. Anyway. All right. Well, now we definitely have to check that out. And in the chat, Matt wants to know if anybody has listened to Obama's podcast with Springsteen yet.
I saw that.
Yeah, saw an ad. Well, I heard an ad for it on one of the other podcasts I was listening to just this afternoon.
Ooh.
Born in the USA. Renegade Born in the USA. I was like, oh my God. Podcast title, mic drop, good job.
I went
to look it up on my like normal Apple podcast whatever app, and it's not there. I think it's just on Spotify. Like, what? Come on, guys.
Yeah,
I know you're older than us, but come on, get with the times.
I think like Higher Ground has a deal with Spotify because it's like Michelle Obama's podcast is on Spotify. Like, I think they have a...
Come on.
Spotify is coming for Apple.
Yeah. Yeah. But it just, like, seemed so, like, kind of out of left field. It was, like, the ad I was listening to was, like, longtime friends Barack Obama and Bruce Springsteen have a podcast.
I know. Like, oh, my God. The Springsteen ride over the last month.
I know.
It's been, like, Super Bowl commercial, drunk driving, Obama podcast.
I was like, longtime friends?
Right, really? Longtime friends. That's where I tripped up too. I was like, oh, okay. What constitutes long time?
Well, to be fair, if they met at the start of COVID, they've been friends for 20 years.
Right. That's fair. I wasn't factoring for COVID time.
Yeah. Matt says, not to be outdone, Trump started a podcast with Ted Nugent called Wham Bam. Wham Bam Sweet Pod Tang.
Pod Tang.
Pod Tang.
Pod Tang, sorry. Oh, my goodness. Oh, goodness. All right. My mom, when she was here for Alex's birthday, she was just like, we had the SiriusXM on in the car, and she was like, you know, if we hadn't heard about Bruce Springsteen's drunk driving thing, I wouldn't have gotten back on a Springsteen kick. I can't stop listening to him now.
I'm already down the rabbit hole.
I know. She was like, what? I was like, what? She was like, you know, I had forgotten about Bruce. And then, like, he was in the news. And I was like, oh, I want to hear this song. And now, like, I'm a Bruce kick again. And I'm like, all right.
So really- what are the odds that she's going to listen to Bruce's new podcast?
Zero. All right. Anyway, thank you, everybody out there in the chat. We appreciate you listening to us. As always, we appreciate everybody listening to us. You have many podcasts to choose from. And if you're listening to us and not the Obama Springsteen one, we are eternally grateful right now. Thank you.
Hey, we can be found on more places than Spotify. So
we can. You know
what? We're easier to access.
Yeah, we're easier.
We can. Google Larry Compoop and you will see all the places that you can find us. Apparently, we're on player.fm, which... To be fair, I have submitted all of us through Spreaker for all of these things, all the podcasts. I've just lost track because you just go in and you click the box and you hit submit. And sometimes they make you ask questions. Sometimes they don't. I've lost track. But I'm just saying, we're on a lot of things. We are. I think we're on iHeartRadio now, too. It used to be super strict. You had to have like a certain amount of listeners and be a certain amount of this and that and that. And I was like, oh, God, we're never going to get on iHeartRadio. They clearly just want, like, the famous people. And I don't know what happened. Maybe Spotify came along. But iHeartRadio, like, lifted all of their restrictions.
Yeah, they were like, you're wounded. You're tired.
You're tired. You're poor. Yeah, I know.
Your small podcast yearning for a...
The little guy, the big guy.
Yeah.
Oh, good times. All right. on that note, everybody, though, thank you for listening. We love feedback. And if you have any feedback you'd like to give us, thebroadcasters3@gmail.com or give us a call, 331-276-2373. We are tentatively hoping to do Hump. We're hoping to Hump on March 6th, a group watch. Let us know if you want in. Not sure all the details, but by next week's episode, we will have them figured out. It's going to be fun. It's going to be super fun, we do. Let us know about that. If you're a patron at the bonus level, check out this week's bonus show, this month's bonus show. And if you're not, you'd like to become a patron, you can go to you can go to patreon.com/JayandJack. Go to JayandJack.com and click on the Become a Patron link at the top right-hand corner of the page. I'm blanking. I'm getting tired. It's late. Feedback we did. Thank you to the patrons that contribute a certain level, and that would be Eckhart Rickner, Greg the Gray, Tack from Tokyo, Maggie the Magnificent, Joanne with a Plan, and Ed the Creepy Man. Thank you guys so much. We really do appreciate it. Joanne, side note, the awesome NASA mug, like the giant, big, like round one that I've been drinking out of every week on this show for the last however long, I dropped it on Sunday night and it shattered into 1,000 pieces.
Oh,
and it was
no.
So sad.
What
I was
bummer.
I was really, really bummed. And could you just tell me where you got it from so that way I can just go order another one? I really liked it. It was the big, I know that I'm motioning how it looked on here and that doesn't help you. It was like the big, like, you know, round one, but it was awesome. I almost bought a backup one yesterday at Target. It was like the Chip and Joanna collection. It was like yellow and whatever. And it was also big. And then I was like, no, I need to put some effort into replacing the NASA mug first. So I put it back.
Yeah, that sounds like an inferior mug.
Yeah, well, especially with, like, the Perseverance thing, which was super cool. We watched that one. Yeah. You know, I wanted some NASA love here. But anyway, neither here nor there. Thank you, everybody, again, for listening. We appreciate it. Had fun with you guys that were live with us. On that note, my name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
Peace out, everybody.
Bye.